Now open. Mr. Prosecutor, would you like to call another witness, and if so, whom? Could you please give us the initial of the next witness that you would like to call?
Mr. President, the witness is referred to as Jay. The witness is referred to as Jay.
Jay as in Jordan.
Bailiff, please bring in witness J. Good afternoon, ma'am. Good afternoon. You have been called as a witness for the prosecution, and you will be referred to as witness J. Witness J. Because we want to protect your anonymity, so there will be no question put to you as regards your address, your residence, or any other identifying information. Before we hear your testimony, I would like to ask you, do you understand and speak French? I only speak and understand Kinyarwanda. That's not the question, says the president. Please answer the question. Do you understand and speak French? No, I do not speak French. Then during your testimony, please do not speak in French or bring out any French words. Understood. So you would like to use which language? In Kinyarwanda. Before hearing your testimony, I will ask you to be sworn in. You will make the following solemn declaration. You will repeat after me. This will be interpreted for you into Kinyarwanda. And you will, as I said, repeat after me. Please stand up. Raise your right hand. And repeat after me. I solemnly swear to tell the truth. To tell the truth. The whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Thank you. You may be seated. As I've done for all the other witnesses, I would like to explain that you are under protection. You will remain anonymous. No photographs will be taken of you. There will be no cameras in the courtroom. And in the public gallery, no one will be allowed to use any sort of audio recording device. I would like to also explain to the witness that you are not being accused. You have come simply to give your testimony and to tell the truth pursuant to the declaration that you just made. So please speak without fear, but also without hatred, emotion, or without taking sides. Now, you have sworn to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Mr. Prosecutor, you have the floor to examine the witness.
Thank you, Mr. President. Honorable judges, good afternoon. Madam, could you please tell us where you used to live in 1994? We are not interested in your present address.
In 1994, I was living in the commune of Taba, in the Gisheshe sector.
Who did you live with?
I was living with my parents. Also with my brother, whose name is...
Did anybody else live with you, besides the ones you told us?
There were others, that is to say, my children and my sister. My sisters, they were younger.
How long did you live in Taba commune?
Do you mean before the war?
Yes, before the war.
I lived in Taba since the time I was born up until 1994.
In 1994, did you have an ID card?
Yes, I had an identity card.
What did that identity card say about your ethnic background?
The card indicated that I was Tutsi.
Did you know Jean-Paul Akayesu?
Yes, I knew him.
For how long did you know him?
I knew Akayesu since the time when he was a teacher, and I also knew him when he was bourgmestre.
Could you please get up from your seat, look around the room, and if you see Akayesu, point him out, and briefly describe what he's wearing?
He's over there. He's wearing a white shirt. And he has a bluish jacket. And he has headphones on his head.
Thank you. You may be seated. On April 19, 1994, in the morning, did anybody come to your house?
Yes, people did come to our house.
Were they led by any particular person?
Among them, there was a teacher whose name was Nyagatare, and many other people from our region.
Did they say anything as to who sent them to your house? Excuse me, Mr. President.
Excuse me, Mr. Prosecutor. But one of the judges has brought my attention to the fact that you have not asked that we have the records show that the witness has identified and described the witness, or the accused, rather. So let that please go down into the record that the witness has indeed identified the accused. Normally the prosecutor does ask for that, but you didn't this time. So please continue.
Thank you very much. Who did Nyagatare come with to your house?
Nyagatare was with a lot of other teachers. One of them's name was Jafet. And there was also a man named Martin Nyunguri, and many other. There were a lot of people.
Who sent them to your house?
When they came, they said that it was Akayesu who had sent them.
Who were they telling to that Akayesu sent them to your house?
Well, they came, we were in our home, and we heard them say that.
When they came to your house, did they enter the house?
Yes, they did come into the house.
Did they say why they came to your house?
They said that they had come to search the house looking for Kinihiro documents.
What was your brother doing at the time when they came in?
When they came, he was in bed.
When they came to their house, to your house, were they armed?
Yes, they were armed with machetes, clubs, and spears.
Did they ask permission to come into the house?
No.
When they came into the house, where were you?
I was inside the house at that time.
Did you ever leave the house while they were there?
No, I stayed there.
Were you in the house or in the compound of the house?
We were in front of the house in the courtyard.
The people who came to your house, they asked that they be given the Kinihira document, you said. Did your brother ever go to Kinihira?
I don't know if he went to Kinihira, but they were asking for documents from Kinihira.
Do you have friends and relatives in Kinihira?
To my knowledge, I did not, except for one person who was a friend of my brother's who did indeed live in Kinihira.
So did your brother ever go to Kinihira to visit his friend?
I remember that he did go once in the past, that he did go to Kinihira, but that was a long time ago.
Do you know how many times he has gone to Kinihira?
All I know is that he went once to Kinihira.
So, did these people who came to their house, did they search the house?
Yes, they searched the entire house.
after they searched the house, what did they do to you, your brother, and your other siblings?
Well, they took us with them right away and took us to the commune office.
Who did you meet in the commune office?
When we were there, we met Akaizu and the police officers from the commune.
When you met Akaizu, did he say anything about a meeting in Gitarama?
He said that they had received orders in Gitarama to kill the Tutsi because the Tutsi were planning to kill the Hutu.
Were you standing close by when he said this?
Yes, I was very near him.
So what did he say that should be done to the Tutsis?
He said that the Tutsi should be killed.
So from the commune office, where did you go?
We went to the mass grave site where my brother was killed.
Where was your brother at the time?
A lot of people surrounded him. We were at this grave, and they began to beat him up.
When they were beating him up at the beginning, was Akaizu there?
No, at that point in time, Akaizu was still at the Bureau Communal.
So when you saw your brother being beaten, what did you do?
I immediately went to see Akaizu. I met him midpoint. He was coming towards the mass grave where they were in the process of killing my brother.
Did Akaizu eventually go to the mass grave?
He went there immediately, and he also hit my brother with a club.
Were other people there too?
There were a lot of other people.
So what did they do to your brother?
They immediately killed him and threw him into the common grave, or mass grave, that was there.
What did they kill him with?
They killed him by machete blow. And they also had small clubs and cudgels that they used.
Was Akaizu there all the time when your brother was being killed?
Yes, Akaizu was there.
Then from the gravesite, where did you go?
We went back to our house.
What did you do in your house?
When we got back to our house, we didn't dare go inside because we were afraid. So we went and sat in the banana grove.
So you spent the night there in the banana grove?
Yes, we did spend the night in this grove because immediately after we had come back to our house, they came back, they killed our cows, they ate our cows, and they broke down the doors to our home.
So what happened the next day?
The next day, they killed my father and my mother, as well as my son.
Where did they kill your mother?
They killed her at the house.
And what happened to her body?
They threw her body in the toilet.
Was anybody else thrown into the toilet?
They also threw my child's body into the same toilet.
Where did they kill your father?
My father was killed just a little further down from our house.
Where were you at this time, when your father was being killed?
As they were killing my father, I was hiding in a tree, in a large tree at the neighbor's house. I had climbed up into the tree, and they killed my father right below this tree.
Could you see your father being killed while you were on the tree?
Yes, I did see them kill him.
Can you tell us some names of people who participated in the killing of your father?
One of them, his name was Martin Tulimimana. There was another, Havugimana Augustin, as well as Nyagatare, and a lot of other people.
When your father was being killed, was Akaizu anywhere around?
No, Akaezu was not around.
Did the killer say anything about the killing of your father?
They said that they had been sent by Akaezu to kill him.
Could you hear them saying this, that they were sent by Akaezu to kill your father?
I heard them very clearly, because I was in the tree, and this tree was right near where they were killing my father.
How long did you stay in the tree?
I stayed in this tree for a long time.
Days or hours? How long?
I stayed in the tree for approximately a week, and when I felt that I was going to die of hunger, I went to a neighbor's house, whose name was Nimungere.
During this time you were in the tree, were you getting down once in a while and getting some food?
I didn't have enough strength because I wasn't eating. But Nyungure's wife brought me food, and so then I would spend the night in the tree. But the fact was that I was pregnant, and that's why I was totally discouraged.
How many months pregnant were you?
I was 6 months pregnant.
From there, where did you go?
I went to Niyumgeri's house. And when I arrived there, he immediately went to get Nyangatare and his group so that they could kill me. However, when his wife saw that, she immediately hid me behind the house in the banana grove.
So from your hiding, where did you go next? Did anybody go with you?
I was with my daughter, who had been raped.
When was she raped?
When they had come to kill my father.
How many men did rape your wife, your daughter?
Three men.
Was this question ever put to you by the investigators of the tribunal?
No, they did not ask me this question.
Did Akaezu ever come to Kabgayi?
Yes, I saw Akaezu at Kabgayi.
I would like to ask you one question, which I skipped, concerning the rape of your daughter. How old was your daughter?
She was 6 years old.
I don't have any more questions, Mr. President. Thank you.
Your daughter was raped by three men, you say? Do you know these three men or some of the three men? If you know them, what is their name? What are their names? Yes, I know them. What are the names of the three men who raped your daughter? One is called... Yes. The other one is known as... And the third? The other is little brother, who is known as... The tribunal wants to ask you what the situation was in Kabgayi. Were they protected in Kabgayi, or was it an open place where the Interahamwe could come wherever they want, whenever they wanted? Kabgayi was not a protected area. Did the Interahamwe come to Kabgayi? Even in Kabgayi, there were some Interahamwe. And what were they doing? They came and they were killing people. Were they killing them there, or did they take them away to kill them? Some people were killed right there and then, but others were taken away towards a place they called CND. CND, what does CND mean? It was a forest, a large forest, where people were taken to be killed, but I don't know why it was known as CND. I'm giving the floor to Judge Aspergren. Thank you, ma'am. Madam, I simply wish to know about these men who killed your members of your family, raped your daughter. Were they Interahamwe? Were they members of the Interahamwe? Yes, they were Interahamwe. How did you know that? I know because after having killed my brother, they came and killed my parents and my child. Yes, I understand that, but how did you know that these people were in Interahamwe? I don't know. I don't know how I knew. But are you certain that these were definitely members of the Inerahamwe? Yes, I know that they were members of the Inerahamwe militia. Is it because you knew them, or did they wear a particular mark or sign on them? They were wearing berets. What kind of beret? Some had berets on which were written MRND, and others had berets on which was written MDR. Thank you, ma'am. I shall give the floor to Judge Pile.
Was it after Akiesu spoke at the Bureau Communal office, was it after that that the killing of your brother took place at the gravesite?
When Akiesu spoke in front of the Bureau Communal, my brother had not been killed, but they had started to beat him.
Did they start to beat him at the Bureau Communal?
No, they started beating him on the way when they were taking it away from our house.
So they took him from your house to the Bureau Communal and then to the gravesite?
No, they didn't take him to the Bureau Communal because the ground where he was killed is quite close to the Bureau Communal, and so he was taken directly to the ground where he was killed, the grave site.
Why do you refer to this place as a grave site?
That's how that place is known. When you a place which you bury someone who is dead is known as that.
Were there other dead bodies there beside your brothers?
I don't know.
Nagatori and others, did you see them at the Bureau Communal office as well?
Yes, I saw them at the Bureau Communal, and it's even them who took us away from our home.
Does that include the three names you mentioned, the three men who raped your daughter? Were those three men also at the Bureau Communal?
Among the three people, only was not there.
Yes, thank you.
If the defense counsel is ready, we shall give him the floor for the cross-examination of witness J. Thank you, Your Honours. Good afternoon, Madam. Madam, you stated to the tribunal that the persons who came to your home had been sent by Jean-Paul Akiesu. Is that correct? Yes, it's correct. I was made to understand that you knew this because these people, when they came to your home, were speaking amongst themselves and they were saying that it's Akiesu who had sent them. Is that correct? They came and they were saying it aloud that it was Akiesu that sent them. Did they say that whilst they were in the house? Even when they were coming, they were saying this. Madam, according to you, these people who were sent by Akiesu, what was their interest in saying when they were arriving that it was Akiesu who had sent them? Were they responding to a given question? I don't know why. I don't know what the reason was. But nobody asked them why they came. Nobody asked them anything because they came and they started beating us. So, of their own accord, they entered the house and stated that it was Akiesu who had sent them. Yes, I thank you. Did you have any indication on the documents that they were looking for? They only said that they were looking for the Kinihira documents. I don't know anything else. Madam, you told us just now, in response to a question from the prosecutor, that your family didn't have any relationship in Kinihira, apart from your brother's friend, who he went to see one time long ago. Is that correct? Yes, he went there. He went there one single time, and that's what I want to know. I only know that one time. But apart from that one time, you didn't hear him say that he was in Kinihira? No, I don't know anything about that. Madam, however, you stated to the investigators of the tribunal the following, and I'm quoting, when the killers came to your house, you say, I heard them asking my brother to give them the document which he had brought back from Kinihira. And